On September 1st, a new Wisconsin law went into effect to restrict the use of non-FDA-approved vape products. Now, with more than 200 products removed from vape store shelves, we examine what this will mean for youth as more Wisconsin schools push to detect vape smoke on school grounds. More than 280 schools across Wisconsin have what are called vape sensors in their bathrooms to detect the chemicals released from e-cigarettes. That's according to Halo Smart Sensor and Soder Technologies. They're two of the most prominent companies with devices in the state. Here to talk more about the impact of those sensors and the new vape law is Mike Arndt, the principal of South Milwaukee High School in southeastern Wisconsin. So last fall, the South Milwaukee High School installed vape sensors in every bathroom, 11 in total. Can you tell us what exactly led to this decision?
We've gotten a lot of feedback from students and families about the issue and just kind of gathering together in bathrooms and students who want to use the bathroom for the actual reason bathrooms are supposed to be used for weren't able to sometimes access some of that during those passing times. So we really made it the choice at that point in time to install them. And that really helped from an administrative side of things to really start to see the decrease. Students began to know that that was the case. They knew that they were going to be held accountable for that, and also allowed us to actually catch the people who were actually breaking not only the school rule, but the law at that point in time. We know that this is an addiction, right? This is something that students, unfortunately, teenage students, they become dependent on, they become addicted to. And really, we look at it from a lens of helping students while making sure that type of activity is not happening in our school setting.
Last spring, the South Milwaukee School District actually secured a $10 million referendum to be given over 5 years, and some of that money ended up paying for these sensors. So what can you tell us about the cost?
It's actually fairly inexpensive. I think we spent $11,000 somewhere in there total for all-inclusive, and that's actually a 10-year license. And it comes out to be about like $100 a sensor over the course of 10 years.
You mentioned health before and trying to get help for these students who could become addicted to products like these. What do you hope this new law means for perspective for students who might be vaping right now or could possibly be caught up in it?
Yeah, I think it's going to make it more difficult to obtain. I mean, most of the stuff that we find do have the berry flavors, or you're going to have your bubble gums or citrus type flavors and things like that. I think the ability to make it more difficult for students to get, I think we still have to continue to educate. We still have to continue to work with families and communities.
You actually have seen a bit of a decrease so far this year, albeit it is a small sample size. The school year just started. Can you expand on that a little bit? What is it looking like now that these sensors are actually installed?
We were getting roughly in those 11 bathrooms at the start about 70 to 80 detections a day. Once we were able to actually install and start actively, engaging students and the conversations around that, we were able to see that number decrease probably, I believe it was about 40% decrease. There was a little bit of an uptick coming back in the spring after spring break.
Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Student community, initially, it's kind of a split bag. Those that actively are using obviously don't like them because it could lead to them getting in trouble. But again, the lens being education. Those that don't and just they appreciate the fact that they can use the bathroom without having to inhale somebody's, exhale from their vape. They appreciate that and they appreciate the things that the school has done from an educational standpoint. We just want students to make sure that they're in our classes, that they're attentive, and that they're healthy and safe.
Mike Arndt is the principal of South Milwaukee High School in southeastern Wisconsin. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and I appreciate your time.